welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. First of all, thank you all so much for taking the time, sending me a note, and asking me your amazing questions or just sending in a comment. I can't tell you how much this means to me. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're enjoying the show, please take a moment, send a note in, laura@lauraco.com. That's laura.coe.com. I don't hand this off to an assistant or anybody else. I do this one myself. I love hearing from you. So jump on your email, send me a note, ask me a question. Love to try to help out and answer as many as I can. Today, I'm going to answer a question that actually has been asked so many times, I don't have a specific person here, but I've probably gotten this question, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 times. I haven't kept track. The question is, why did you do a podcast on the art of authenticity? Why not the art of happiness? People ask me that question in a variety of ways. You know, why am I interested in authenticity and not happiness? That they're interested in happiness. They don't really understand authenticity. But this is the answer. This is why. Here's why I have chosen to talk about authenticity, because it is a specific thing. And the issue is this. I hate the word happiness. I just hate it. And I hate it for one reason, is that because when you look back at the ancient philosophy, I was a philosophy graduate student, undergraduate student. I've studied this my whole life. I'm a yoga teacher. On the side of my business when I was an entrepreneur, this is my passion point. It's what I was doing for fun and a hobby. Most people read a good fiction novel, and I was sitting there with some self-help book. And the issue with the way we interpret happiness today in today's language is we say to ourselves, it's like ice cream or a dog wagging its tail, a puppy licking you, a summer day. It's pleasure points. It's moments that are fleeting. And when you think about happiness, we think of it as something that's sustained. We think of it as a state of being that's sustained throughout the day. So most people feel frustrated in their lives because we have taken this idea of happiness and we have set an expectation for our lives that we should feel happy consistently every day, all day, and any break from that is just a problem. So I need to fill it up with more happiness. So people come to me and they're shopping all the time or eating too much or indulging in anything, it's because we have an expectation that we should feel happy. We want to feel happy. But happiness is fleeting. It's something that, you know, you eat the ice cream and it's gone. You buy a new car, you have a pleasure point. It only lasts for a certain amount of time. Studies have been done over and over on this topic. You can't hold on to happiness. And you also can't avoid pain. It's just not really how the world works. So, because, you know, pain is going to come, we're going to get sick, something's going to happen, we'll have a bad day. So you don't want to push pain away. You don't want to try to hold on to happiness. So I don't like talking about happiness versus finding contentment in your life. And a lot of people tell me I'm being too uptight about it, but I really, really, really just disagree with this, the way we talk about happiness. So authenticity, the art of authenticity, got my interest because it's really a question about being genuine, about being true to yourself. Who are you? What matters to you? What is life and its purpose and meaning for you? To be authentic is to live a life that's truly meaningful for you. To speak authentically is to speak your truth, not my truth, not your neighbor's truth, not your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your truth. And that's really, really hard to do. And I've had all of these incredible people on the show and one after the next talk about navigating an authentic life. Because it's not ice cream, it's not a puppy that wags its tail. It's an endless process. It's something you have to work at to access your true self, to have the courage to stand up and speak that truth, to deal with the sense that other people may not love you or just be disappointed in you, or you won't get their approvals, right? All of these things come up when we face our authentic, true desires. And that's why I've decided to commit myself to this podcast and to the work, because I think it's just the most important question you can ask yourself. What does it mean to create a life that's meaningful for you? And if you can answer that question for yourself and learn how to answer it, it's something that you have to keep asking year after year, because it changes. Life changes. We change. We have more access to our authentic self. We start off maybe not understanding what we like or don't like, or maybe we've had too many projections placed on us from other people. But whatever the case is, we only have access to a part of our authentic self. And when that grows and that evolves, and we are able to dive deeper into that, maybe we don't have the courage to speak our authentic self truth, and that gets better and better. So there's so many ways in which this idea of living an authentic life piqued my interest. And I wanted to share with you my thoughts and the thoughts of all these other people who are living successful lives, because success, if it's not authentic to you, doesn't have any meaning. And that's the trap I got in. I checked off all these boxes. I found a life that was successful, but it didn't have the meaning or purpose for me. And it's something that we are told to get over and suck up and move through, but it isn't how it works. It just gets louder and louder and louder until the anxiety and the depression and all the various things happen. So to answer your questions, and thank you once again for writing in with such a thoughtful comment, I've committed to the art of authenticity because I think it's an art. I think it's something that is the most worthwhile way to spend your time, is to figure out what makes you happy in the sense of contentment over a long period of time, not fleeting happiness. What truly brings you a life that is sustained and meaningful and has purpose? It is difficult. Carl Jung says it is the privilege of a lifetime to figure out who we are. And I believe that to be true. So that's the answer. So I hope that you liked today's episode. Thanks again for tuning in. And once again, I'm going to say it. Take the time. Drop me a quick note. You've got your phone. Just laura@lauracoe.com. I answer all my emails. I really want to hear from you. Tell me what's on your mind, what you'd like to hear about. What is your biggest challenge today? What is the thing that you're struggling with the most? What is in the way of you having a life that feels authentic and meaningful to you? Again, thank you for tuning in.